And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one.
And that's how we get the podcast.
The podcast. The podcast.
It's the podcast.
Big D and Bubba's podcast.
The podcast.
The podcast.
It's here.
Big D and Bubba's podcast.
It will kill.
Oh, that's a good one.
I had to bring that back.
That's
we talked on the show this week about the guy from Forged in Fire, who is awesome, and every time he tests a knife...
It will kill.
...or a sword...
It will kill.
It will kill.
It will kill. But that one's, like, great because he's so happy. It will kill.
It will kill.
He just makes me laugh. He's the best.
It's amazing that that's even a show.
What, Forged in Fire?
Yeah, like, how is that, like, that's where we're at. We're getting pretty, it's going to be like, hey, you watching that new show? Well, what's it about? Well, they make...
John chews Skittles.
It's this guy who chews Skittles, and he talks about how different they are.
Okay, the red one tastes like red.
Do you know all Skittles taste the same?
Yeah, they do.
It's just every like, flavor, they're the same flavor, just different colors.
It's just like Fruit Loops, not Fruit Loops, Captain Crunch. They're all the same flavor, too.
Oh, Fruit Loops is right.
Fruit Loops, too?
Yeah, they're all the same.
Yeah. Fool you, though.
Yeah, you think they're different flavors.
Speaking of stuff, the podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
As we barrel on into the podcast, we have a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff going on in country music. And we have, because of that, we have guests. We have
Yay!
Guests. We have guests. Bubba's here to tell our guests.
So I know Stephanie. Stephanie's cool, by the way. We got to talk about all the stuff that you do. Like all the. Let me make sure your microphones are on. The microphones are off. But we got to talk about all the like the pageant stuff and all. And I thought it would be cool to have you in to talk about the Miss America changes.
Oh, you're putting me on the spot.
Okay. No, but, and I'm not talking about like all the stuff, but like, how is that going to affect your life? What Stephanie does is she's a designer. You design dresses and things like that, like fashion stuff. And it's you do some amazing work.
Thank you so much.
But like, how is that? I know you've got some dresses that have been like in the big pageants, like Miss America and all that. How is are the changes going to like affect you? Because they're not wearing evening gowns anymore, right?
Right, which is crazy because that's my favorite part. I don't know about everybody else, but I
know not my favorite
all
part.
Of the girls love it. Oh, well, yeah, you guys are guys. The girls love the gown portion.
So why are they changing it again?
That is a great question.
Are you against the whole wearing bathing suits and having high heels on?
Absolutely not. I love it. It keeps me motivated to stay in shape.
Well, yeah. you came up through the pageants, right?
I did. I started when I was about 16. So I've been in it a while. Not going to talk about my age. I aged out, though. We'll say that.
Oh, wow. There's an age
yeah,
out thing?
There is.
No, there's
I think
not.
They should,
like
that's what they should have gotten rid of. Don't
exactly.
get rid of all the other stuff. Get rid of the age thing.
Right.
Well, what is the one where they
that's
have
discrimination.
Like, what's the one they
Thank
have women
you.
Who are married and have kids? What's that?
That's Mrs. America, right?
Exactly.
Oh, you mean Mrs. as my as my third grade teacher said, Mrs. Johnson.
I don't know. I've never heard of that one. But.
You ever heard Mrs.?
No.
I've
oh,
never
yeah.
heard that one
she,
either.
She, we get to third grade. She's the only teacher I remember. Get to third grade, and she says, hello, children. My name is Mrs. Williams. And we were like, wow, she said Mrs. And then I was like,
awesome.
And then I was like, oh, my God, I've been saying Mrs. wrong the whole time. It's Mrs.
Your teacher tricked you.
Yeah. And I get home, yeah. and I said, she goes, well, who's your teacher? I said, she goes, how do you like Mrs. Williams? And I said, Johnson. And I said, well, it's Mrs. And mom was like, excuse me? It's not Mrs.
It is.
So that's a different pageant. So you can be married and have kids. And is there an age limit for that?
No, not in those ones.
You can go all the way on up.
Yep. You can keep going as long as you want. As long as you're married, I guess.
As long as you can.
Yeah.
As long as you're married, is there a single one? Is there a single? Okay, is there a pageant
I think
for single?
One was called Miss America, right?
There's a pageant for everything.
How about newly divorced, C-section, colored hair, little gray around the ears pageant? Do you have that?
That's very specific. haven't heard
probably,
of that.
Probably
we can
not.
Create it. I'm sure yeah. we can make some money off that.
Probably.
We'll keep the swimsuit portion and the gowns for sure. Our pageant.
Wow. Introduce your friends here. Who else did you bring with you, Stephanie?
So I brought my friends Julana and Vanessa.
Hi,
hello.
Guys. Hi. What's up?
We're doing a podcast. What's up with you?
I'm looking at you doing the podcast.
Isn't it weird? Actually, you're doing the podcast. Weird. I'm looking at you, looking at me doing the podcast. This is so meta. Anyway.
So what are you guys doing in town? You guys are for CMA Fest?
Yeah. Yes. CMA Fest.
What's the best thing you've done so far?
I've only done one thing so far, and that was drink coffee and eat a bagel.
That was a bad
thing. And this is my second thing of the day. So.
Oh.
Did you just get in?
Yeah, I got in like super late last night.
Oh, wow.
Have you been to Nashville before?
Yeah, I came for the first time last year for my birthday.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And how old are you now?
We're not supposed
to. A year
to,
older.
Don't answer.
A
don't
year
answer
older.
That.
That's
year
a good
older
answer.
Than last
yeah.
year.
Duh. All right, well, good. So you have a lot of stuff planned. There's a lot of music going on. There's a lot of, you know, artists meeting people. Are y'all the stand in line to meet Gary Allen kind of gals?
No, I am not.
Yeah.
If it were John Mayer, I'd be in line though.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But wrong
besides
town.
Besides John Mayer, who would you stand in line for?
John Mayer.
Okay.
Yeah,
what
about
you?
That's about it for me.
July.
I would stand in line for Thomas Rhett.
Okay.
He's my favorite.
And
Dustin Lynch.
Dustin Lynch. Okay. You know, the odds are you might see them like in the wild. Like
in
it's
the
crazy.
Wild?
Oh yeah, yeah, in the wild.
In the
like you'll bump into them. Yeah, like in the jungle called like a coffee shop or
oh,
things
it's
like
a country
that.
In
safari.
Real life.
Yeah.
That's what we're
it
at.
Really is. It's like a country,
it's a country safari.
You go to Nashville and you're just driving around and you're like, oh my gosh, look at that.
Look
I still remember
is.
my first spotting of anybody was Olivia Newton-John. And I'm like, that's Sandy from Greece. I'm like, Sandy, it's me. Anyway. I
How did
excited.
That work out for you?
It was fine. We were in traffic, and I waved and honked, and she waved and honked, and
yeah.
that was it.
But
remember the time,
memory.
Hey, Bobby, remember, tell the story of how you the time you chased Britney. You and Britney Spears are racing.
Okay, so
in a car or on foot?
I was in my.
Oh God, I wish on foot.
I was going. Oh, I'd have beat her on foot. I can run.
So we were at this potato sack race, and I was doing the wheelbarrow.
So
okay, anyway.
I was going to get pizza with a buddy of mine, and we get in the, I had a little Porsche at the time, and we get in that, and there's a Jeep at the stoplight going like we're at a T. I'm this way, and they're going that way, and I'm looking at the girl, and she's got her hat kind of pulled down, but when she laughed, I went, oh, that's Britney Spears.
Oh, you were that close, you could hear.
Oh, no, like you could see her laugh, and just
whoa,
the
wait,
face.
No. You could, wait.
Wait, hold on.
You're such a creep, you could tell it was Britney by the her
yes.
body laughing?
Yes.
God,
it was weird, I know, but I went, that's Britney Spears. And my bud goes, where? And I said, they were just in that Jeep. He goes, bull crap. And I went, no, it really was. And I'm like, dude, we're going to catch her. So we literally wove through traffic all around town just to get back to that Jeep. And we caught up to him at a pizza place. And we walked in. And there she was with the dude. I said, there you go. And it ended up being the guy that she married briefly that one time.
For the 24 hours or
yeah,
whatever
that
it was.
Yeah, that 24-hour
so
super
cute.
Short
Vegas
thing.
Wedding.
Yeah, it was right at that time.
I'm going to put Stephanie on the spot.
Okay.
She has basically the same story to tell.
Oh, no.
Britney
Spears? Why did I tell him about this?
No.
Okay. So one time I saw John Mayer on the freeway. Funny story. I got a little too excited. My one and only fangirl moment. And pulled up next to him, was honking and waving, and he exited very quickly.
Aww.
I didn't chase him like you chased Britney, though. So like,
I didn't chase Britney
bad,
for me.
Right?
I chased Britney for my friend.
Oh, to prove a, point.
Prove a point.
Yeah.
Just
get
to
it.
Be right, because it's a guy thing. We have to be right.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I just was like, okay, well, that he doesn't want to talk to me, so I'm just going to keep going wherever I'm
well,
heading.
That's kind of
but
a
that
bummer.
That was exciting.
That's kind of a
yeah.
bummer.
It's all right.
Big D, you've never had that kind of thing go on?
Seriously, you're asking me? Patrick, can you just ask me if I've ever chased a celebrity?
Who's, okay, who would you?
No, there's not one.
Have you ever snuck a picture of somebody?
Of course not.
I did one time. One time I was eating at a restaurant and George Jones and his wife were in the booth next to us. So I was acting like I was taking a selfie and I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't know. And I took it and I sent it to my mom and dad. And then I went, why would I do that? Because they won't even be able to check their text messages.
Big D's never chased a celebrity. Did fall down the steps in front of Dolly Parton that one time. It's my favorite story. He fell down this. First of all, I don't know if I've ever told this on the air or on the podcast, but she knew we were coming to meet her. And so we heard her before we saw her. And she came out of this. We were at a recording studio. She came out of the room and she goes, where's Big D? I'm going to show him Big Double D.
Oh, and it was my God, that's amazing.
Go, oh, my God, only Dolly Parton could tell that joke and get away with it.
Yeah.
And then we were leaving, and it was raining, and Dee was walking in front of her down the steps, and he went feet first.
Slipped right out of him.
But you did catch yourself.
You know some of those moments where, you know, like, you're so embarrassed that, like, man, seriously, I could have had a huge gash in my arm and bleeding.
Jump up. Broken, but everything's fine.
Walk away. Like,
yeah, I've been
nothing.
Like, I'm good. No, I'm good. It's fine.
She looked at Bubba and went, does he do that for all the girls or something like that?
I said, only the pretty ones.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, darling.
I remember that like it was yesterday.
Sweetheart.
I have a picture of that, but Big D's not in it because I took a selfie, and he should have been behind me, but he wasn't.
Did you take a picture right when I fell?
No, I don't know if it was right then, but you're not in the picture for some weird reason.
Oh.
And Dolly is standing behind me, so I'm like.
That was his moment.
Might have been.
Have you girls ever met Dolly?
No, we haven't.
No. No, I went to her dinner
Did you hear
show.
The disappointment?
Yeah.
I know.
She's awesome.
She is.
I actually do country blogging and named my blog after the idea and everything that Dolly Parton represents.
And what is that?
It's the Rhinestone Rodeo.
Oh, yeah.
So she's on the list.
She's the one?
Yeah, she is the one.
Would you stalk her?
You know?
If you saw her in traffic, would you follow her and honk?
Oh, I'd get out of the car, cause a giant scene.
Go into the pizza place?
I would, yeah.
Just to be right.
Just to be right, just to see her, just a wave, just a smile, just a bow, curtsy, whatever.
I remember I asked her how big her, I said, do you lay out your clothes for the day before?
She goes, this is amazing.
She says, oh, no, I mean, they lay it out for me.
Oh, my God, I love her.
She has people that, but wait. Yeah. So we said, well, you know, I mean, so you don't go into your closet? She goes, oh, I go in sometimes, and I spin, and I look around, and she's like, it's magnificent.
Oh, that's a dream.
Wait, no. Wait,
my spirit animal, for real.
Dolly, we said, how big is your closet? She goes, 2,400.
Oh, my God.
So I said, 2,400 what, outfits, shoes? She went, no, square feet.
I'm like, oh, my God, it's bigger than my house.
Yeah, 2,400 square feet. Of closet.
Amazing.
I mean, think of all the clothes that she has, things that she's collected, things that she weighs. Because every time we see her, she's always in Dolly mode. Yeah. But there's got to be times when she's not in Dolly mode. And I asked her that, and she goes, oh, no, I'm always. Full makeup, full dress, the whole thing. You'll never see Dolly. Not Dolly. I always like to watch those.
Well, she said, didn't she say it was because if, like, she even sleeps with makeup and everything on? Yeah. She said, because if there's a fire and I have to run out real fast.
I don't know if that's true.
I feel like that's what her answer was. She said, look, if there's a fire, I want to make sure that I'm presentable.
That may be a Dolly story.
I guess I should start doing that then.
But you know,
isn't that bad for your skin, though?
It's terrible. Oh, yeah. But if Dolly does it, she looks good.
Yeah, no, Dolly, don't do this. Don't do that. I was backstage at a Dolly Parton concert about a year and a half ago. And I remember thinking that the dress she was wearing was nicer than what most people would wear on stage. And I leaned over to my friend that was with me and said, I don't think she's going to go on stage in that dress. I think she's going to change before. And he goes, no, of course she's got a dress on. It's sparkly. It's got rhinestones and the whole, she's in a costume.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And sure enough, she came out on stage in a totally different one. I'm like, dude, she travels with like,
Multiple costumes
just for
her robe.
Or she's like a superhero and she just kind of spins and she's in
and
a new
changes.
Outfit.
That's how Reba like those people. You go see Reba back in the early 90s when she would change costumes like 10 yeah. times.
Like those people on America's Got Talent. Remember that couple that would do those quick change people?
That was really cool.
I don't know how they do that.
I tried to figure it out. There's no way.
Well, they're obviously wearing it all, you know?
Yeah.
At the same time. And just taking layer after layer off, but it's crazy how good they do it.
Yeah.
I will say this about kind of going back to CMA Fest, Music Fest. It used to be called Fanfare, and then the CMA took it over.
The CMA always did it, but it was Fanfare, and then they wanted to give it a more classy-sounding name, so they called it CMA Music Festival, and then they shortened that to CMA Music Fest, and now they call it CMA Fest. And next year it's just going to be Fest.
No, next year it's just going to be C.
C.
That's all we're left
C.
with.
C Fest.
C Fest.
C Fest. Yeah. But country music, as a genre of music, is so unique that artists and fans come together to meet and see each other in a really unique, intimate kind of way. I mean, people are in line. There's concerts going on. There are fan club things that are going on.
It's like Comic-Con, but for country music.
Yeah, it's a pretty good way
to
say
it. The same kind of thing. You can wait in line and get a picture taken with people and do all the same kind of things.
The head of the Grand Ole Opry said a while back that the thing that makes country music different from other music is that we have a home. And she was talking about the Grand Ole Opry being the home of country music. But I'm like, I think the Grand Ole Opry is like our hometown. It's like that's where we come from, and we all hang out there. But I think it's weird that country music has a home base. Like at Nashville, it is. And we have CMA Music Fest, which is – there's nothing like that in any – there's music festivals. There's nothing like that in any other genre of music.
No.
Where it takes over an entire city.
Well, you could look at Coachella or Stagecoach or any of those things.
Not even close.
They're not even – it's not even on the same planet.
It's not like CMA Music Festival.
And you could say, oh, but it's a multi-day festival. It's not the same. No. It's just not.
Stephanie, weren't you at Coachella?
No, I did not do Coachella. We did Stagecoach.
Stagecoach.
Yeah.
I thought I saw something on Instagram about being a Stagecoach.
Oh, I have a follower over here. Instagram stalker. I like
First of all,
it.
I didn't
That's
know
my
D
style.
Had Instagram. I
knew it was you but I could see the way you laugh. Not that kind of a stalker. Not that much of a stalker. That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard
Bubba
you say. I knew it was her by the way she laughed. You
like
could hear her laugh?
No.
I just saw her laugh.
Okay, I'll tell you. She had the hat pulled down low, like famous people do, because for some reason they think that they
the
look less famous.
That's the dead giveaway, actually.
It really is. You go, oh, somebody's got their hat down. That you know they're famous.
The only person that has happened to me, and it was Anna Faris. And she has that laugh, that dry laugh, that, and she did that while paying for food. And I looked up, and she had the hat really low, and she did the dry, and I was like, oh, my God, a scary movie. I watched all your movies, House Bunny. And she's like, oh, the classics, with her voice. And it was that is my favorite moment of meeting a celebrity, and it just made growing up in L.A. That was it. That was my moment on affairs.
That's funny.
She's cool, too.
And the laugh, so I understand.
No, you heard it. He says he
that
saw it.
That is true. Yeah, okay.
From another car.
Totally different.
Still not justified.
Took it to another level.
I appreciate you trying to bail out Bubba, Vanessa. I tried. But that is not, we're not letting that go.
She had the hat down, and the way she, like, threw her head back, it was just you see the videos and stuff, and it was just...
deeper.
Okay, fine.
Everyone has things to Google now. Britney Spears laugh.
Okay, whatever.
I'm going to Google how Britney Spears laughing.
Like, it was the way she threw her head, head back. You just knew that it was her. And I was like, oh, there's Britney.
who's the biggest celebrity that you guys have ever met? Who are you the most weirded out over? Like, you couldn't hardly... I know Mayer for you. But.
Well, yeah, we met. It was cool. I didn't, tell him about the freeway run-in thing.
But
now it's out there. Thanks,
you should
Patrick.
Have.
Thank you for...
You're welcome.
Letting the world know my secret.
You should have told him. Who knows? He might have been like, yeah, I knew it was you. He might have needed gas really bad.
Right.
And he was like, oh, man, I really want to let this girl stalk me, but I need gas. I need gas so bad.
And I should have been like, oh, my God, I need gas, too.
Yeah.
And to, like,
maybe he wanted
window.
You to follow him.
Love at the
right.
pump.
And you messed up.
Misconnection.
He might have paid for your gas.
I don't know. He might have paid for me to leave him alone.
Were you able to keep it together when, you met him?
Yeah, shockingly. I think that one moment when I saw him on the freeway out of nowhere was the time that got me.
Because it caught you off guard?
It did. It caught me off guard.
Vanessa, how about you? Who's the biggest one you've ever met?
Surprisingly, Brad Paisley. He spends a lot of time in Santa Barbara, and that's where I went to school and, stayed all the time. And I went to school in Montecito, so there are a lot of celebrities. You see Ellen, you see Oprah, you see Katy Perry all the time. But Brad Paisley would come in all the time and just hang out at, around town.
Mm-hmm.
And him and Michael Keaton just ended up becoming daily morning conversationalists with me. And we would talk about travel and we'd talk about all these things. And it
where at? Where would you run into these guys?
There's a public market, which is kind of like a giant building with everything you could think of. Tacos, ice cream, coffee, everything in one building.
So everything great.
Everything great about food and... Yeah, beer, yeah. Everything you can
everything
think
great.
Of. Yeah,
yeah,
everything great.
You nailed it.
It's in there. And so they'd come in all the time and just hang out. And I worked there for 2 months after I came back from Europe and was just trying to chill. And this guy walks up with a NASCAR hat, again, pulled low over his eyes.
Yeah.
Walks up, he's like, hey there. And I was like, what? Okay, I'm stuttering. Hey.
Hi.
How's Peggy Cantor? I mean, that's Nashville. Your wife. And then slowly it just got better and they started coming in all the time.
Were they coming in together?
No, separately all the time. And it turned out Michael Keaton lived there too. And we would talk and hang out. And now my parents are always like, oh, yeah, your boyfriend, Michael. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Keaton.
Yeah, Michael Keaton.
Oh, he's cool. Yeah. So it slowly got better, but it was very embarrassing and unfortunate for myself in the beginning.
I think it's awesome, though.
Yeah.
What about you, Jalan?
So funny story. Actually, I met Zac Efron, and he did pay for my gas.
What?
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Taking notes.
Yeah.
Tell us more. Yeah, so we were hanging out at a friend's house.
Okay, what era Zac Efron is this? Is this, you this know, High, like, School Musical, or
no,
is this,
ripped, like,
up Baywatch?
This is Baywatch Zac Efron.
Okay.
Oh my God, she's living this. I know. So, I think I started sweating.
I had just randomly gone to my friend's house for, like, just to hang out, and I'm sitting on the couch, and I look over, and Zac Efron walks by, and I was like, what? So the first thing I did, someone was talking to me. I was like, excuse me, I have to go. So I got up, went to the bathroom. I got on Snapchat with my friend. I was like, this is not a joke. Zac Efron is in the same house as me right now. So eventually, like at the end of the night, he was calling an Uber to take him home. And I was like, what?
I'll take you home. Did you actually say that?
Yeah. Well, my first thought was like, imagine being that Uber driver and going to pick somebody up and it's Zac Efron gets in your car. Like,
well, that's good. At least that he wasn't driving if he was at a party and he, you know, might've been drinking or whatever.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's great.
So I was like, obviously I was like, yeah, I can give you a ride, you know? And he was like, oh, it's okay. I called an Uber. And then he was like, actually, that might be fine. So I had to stop for gas. And he got out and he pumped my gas and he paid for it.
What?
What? So you got, what are you guys talking about?
An American hero.
What are you guys talking about as you're driving Zac Efron home?
I honestly do not remember.
She blacked out.
Probably was like, I didn't think that I was starstruck, but looking back on it, I probably was.
Was it just the two of you?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So the two of you, are in your car. What kind of car is it?
It's a Mazda 3.
Mazda 3. So it's not a whole lot of room.
It's, yeah, okay.
And so.
No, he's saying it's not like a giant Hummer.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's not a huge, like a 15
feet apart.
I was like, where are
like,
you going
with this? Like,
he's
close enough that I could touch him if I just, like, you know, reached over.
So.
Sharing the armrest.
And so you don't remember what you discussed. Did he go to his house or did you take him somewhere else?
Do you know where he lives?
I do, actually. I dropped him off at his house.
And what's the security code on the gate?
I have no idea.
What was the house like?
Big, nice view of LA.
And so
more details.
Yeah, you're
dive deeper.
Golly, you're like,
give us something.
Okay. So you pull up. Is there a gate?
There's a gate. It's very, like, I would say, like, Asian themed. There's, like, bamboo.
Uh-huh.
There's some bamboo.
So okay, bamboo in LA.
Does he tell you, does he have to tell you the code?
No, he just typed it in. He was very secretive about that, obviously, so that I couldn't come back and stalk.
Obviously.
And then the gate opened, and did you drive him on into the house, or that's where he walked on from there?
Yeah, I just drove into the driveway and
dropped
him off.
Okay, so he got out of his car. He got out of your car, went over there, and hid his PIN number.
No, it was just like a drive-up and then a PIN pad.
Okay, so he's reaching across you, or did he get out?
Oh, yeah, he got out.
Okay, and then he gets back in, and then the gate's open, and then you drive him. How long is it from there to the house?
Not very far.
Okay.
10 seconds, maybe?
Okay.
What? So he couldn't, I mean, I would have thought that if he'd have
not
gotten,
like a huge
if
driveway.
He would have gotten out to punch the buttons,
well, yeah, wouldn't
he could
have
said, okay, see you later,
thanks
bye,
so much,
and walked in through his gate by himself.
I guess he could have, yeah, I don't know.
He got back into your car.
So you could drive him 10 seconds.
Maybe he really enjoyed the ride in the Mazda.
Maybe.
You know, he probably doesn't ride in Mazdas a lot.
No. I mean, if he's like, taking Ubers, you don't know,
like,
what he's
normal.
In.
Yeah.
And so you drive another 10 seconds, and he gets out. Do you get out too?
No.
Did you hug?
That's a bad move.
Did you hug? Yeah, high five?
Did he say anything as you were parting
finger
ways?
Guns? Yeah, finger gun him. Like, what did you? How did you say goodbye?
Yeah, he just said thanks for the ride.
Wow.
And you said no problem.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Fist bump. Was there any
see
kind
you later,
of?
Bye.
Did he hug
you're,
you?
You're
there was
Zac
a hug.
Efron.
We hugged.
He gave you a hug.
Oh, yeah.
Across
now, was
the
it
seat?
In the car or
across
did you get
seat.
Out?
In the car. I didn't get out.
Okay.
Did you do like dudes do and stay there until make sure that they get in the house okay?
No.
You just drove off?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was pretty sure that he was going to be safely inside.
You don't know that. Now, if you had gone on a date and a guy had, first off, just dropped you off and then just took off as soon as you started walking towards the door, wouldn't you have gone, he didn't even wait for me to get in the door?
Yeah.
See? So you should have done that.
Yeah.
Next time you and Zach are together.
In hindsight, yeah. Next time I know.
And you don't remember anything that you talked about?
I honestly don't. I remember that I stopped for gas, he pumped my gas, he paid for my gas, and then he bought candy bars.
He bought candy bars? What kind of candy bars does Zac Efron get?
He bought Twix.
Hmm. Did he get one for you?
Solid choice.
Yeah.
Or did he break it in half?
He broke it in half.
Oh, you shared a nice Twix.
We shared.
Oh, that's really romantic.
That's even
right?
better than him driving him home. Yeah, we shared a Twix.
Did you ever get a picture?
No. Never.
But that's okay. We can Photoshop one. I'm really good at that. Wait, no, actually, Bubba's great at that.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah. I did one of Stacy. Stacy was on a trip, and I put one.
Stacy, you forgot my name already?
No, my wife.
Oh, okay.
My wife, she was
like, you made one.
No, she was on vacation. No, she was on vacation.
Sorry, Stacy.
And I put her into the car. I said, I miss you driving around with you today.
Oh, that's sweet.
And she was like, oh my gosh, it looks so real.
Yeah, you made one for me when you guys were in my hometown. And I was in Miami. I missed you last year.
Oh, yeah. We were supposed to. You took off and yeah.
Yeah. I went to Miami. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I was over the desert.
You got dissed.
It looked like I was there, though.
Yeah.
It was great.
Your Zac Efron story is fascinating to me.
I can tell. You stood up and everything.
Yeah.
And he's still on it.
It's really, it really is fascinating. Of just how nonchalant you are about the memory of it.
Well, like the weird thing also, like being in LA, like Vanessa said, you see people all the time kind of. And it's like I would have felt weird being like, can I take a picture with you? You know, even though like I want to, you like, yeah.
You know what I wish you would do? I wish that you would
change the story and make it crazier.
Be open to going and going under hypnosis and really remembering what happened.
Oh, that can be for the next podcast.
So you can go in and open up your memories. And you'll remember what you talked about.
Oh, that's so weird.
You'll remember.
That's scary.
Because it's in there. It's in your brain. You don't have access to it.
You're looking at me like you know how to do hypnosis.
You're already hypnotized.
You are hypnotized.
You didn't even know that you had that memory.
Would you guys ever go under hypnosis?
I would try.
I don't know.
I don't think I would.
I wouldn't. I have this fear that if somebody hypnotizes me while I'm under, they tell me, okay, every time somebody honks a car horn, you bark 7 times. And then like for the rest of my life, I'm that guy. Somebody honks a horn.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that to happen to me.
Well, hypnosis, I think you would do it then.
I think I would do it.
If you're not willing to do it, you won't go under. It's not like they can force that. You have to, your brain, because you know it's a safety mechanism for you. Your body does that. But
Patrick did it one time, and they said he was George W. Bush, and he really was. It was straight. He had all the mannerisms.
What?
Yeah, it was.
It's really
he was angry at us for treating him like a regular person. He's like, don't you know who I am?
So when you go under hypnosis, and the person administrating it puts you under and you're just laying there sitting in a chair and he just says, hey, relax your head. And you put your head down and your eyes closed. You'll notice that everyone who is under, they know, even if you try and fake them out. I tried to go under. I couldn't either. There's a line of people at a fair and he's like, okay, go sit down. When your eyes are closed and you're sitting there, if you're truly hypnotized, you'll look at their eyes and you'll see movement underneath the eyelid.
Like a REM sleep.
It's because their eyes are up and they are in REMs. They are what you would be in when you're sleeping in REM.
What she said.
And, exactly. And so they're saying now that hypnosis, why so many people feel good, is because it is a shortcut into REM. And it's a real murky area. Patrick, when you were under, didn't you, you knew what was going on. Like you were aware. He's aware. It's not like it's a drug-induced memory lapse and you just do anything. It's not that way. He remembered everything. He knew that he was not the president, but he still
had to be the president.
But he still was the president. It's a real strength. It's a fascinating part of psychology and psychiatry on how the brain works. Because I remember, man, you changed your body.
He walked different.
I know. It's hard to explain. It's just like you want to go along with it. You want to do it. You know? Mm-hmm. But like there's a part of you that knows that's just...
Yeah.
Know, it's just that you have no inhibitions. It's like it's beyond being drunk or drugged. You just don't... Oh, yeah, I'll do that? Okay, I'll do that.
And it's cheaper, so maybe we should try that.
Yeah.
Did you feel rested?
You know, I don't remember that. They say that, but I don't, you know. It's been a long time.
But they do it for all kinds of stuff. To stop smoking.
Oh, yeah.
Weight loss.
I actually think my therapist hypnotized me once, but I wasn't sure if I just fell asleep or not because it was early and I'm not a morning person.
And it was comfortable on the
yeah,
sofa.
Yeah, I was like, oh, relax. Okay, well... Close my eyes. Well, might have taken a nap. I'm not sure. I don't know if it works. She didn't tell me.
Wow.
Yeah.
I do that when I go for physical therapy for stuff. I sleep through 90% of it because it hurts, like on my shoulder stuff.
Okay.
It hurts. So my defense against the pain is I'm like, I'll just sleep through this and I'll let them do what they got to do and then I'll be fine.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to have to be able to do that.
I've always been able to during do it. A massage for the same, but that's just because I'm so relaxed.
Senor Patrick.
Oh my God.
Senor Patrick.
Is he pressure too much?
I went.
Oh my God.
I was in Mexico with a friend of mine. We're at this resort, and it was a business trip. We're there with a bunch of other people from a record label, and Jason Aldean was there, and a bunch. And then we.
Did you stalk like, Jason Aldean and follow him?
Did Jason go with you to get a
he
massage?
He actually invited me to the thing.
Oh,
no,
they're real
so
friends,
we,
guys. We need to get on that level, too. Yeah.
When we got there, they said, listen, you get 50% off at the spa. So we had nothing to do Saturday morning, and I called to set up a spa appointment.
Oof.
And my buddy who was there said, hey.
Poor girl.
You know. Really?
I'd do the same thing for me. I would be like, that's the reason I'm not going to do them because I'm like, I don't want to put someone through that.
So my buddy who was staying with me was like, hey, I want to get a massage too. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Can Steve get a massage? Yeah. Okay, good. And then we show
it was
up.
A couple's massage?
We sign in. Yeah. I'm like, oh, we're both here for our massage. And then we go into separate dressing rooms. We got, you know, take a shower and you put on the little robe. And then they tell me which room
you
to go
in. You
had
to take a shower for the massage?
Oh, for this one you did. And it had like a lavender brand.
What happens in Mexico?
I get it. They go into room C and I go and I open the door of room C and Steve is there and there's two tables. And I was like, oh no, we signed up for a couples massage.
No idea. See,
50% off though.
And the worst part about a couples massage, because first there's that awkward, all right, dude, so here's what's going to happen. You're going to turn around and I'm going to get naked and go to this table. And when I have my face down in the pillow, that's when you can, I'm going to say, okay, and then you can turn around.
It's clear.
It's clear. So.
It's okay as long as you don't touch.
Have you ever had a massage?
Yes,
ever
I have.
When they talk to you, right? They'll ask you questions like, you know.
I've never had anybody talk to me in a massage.
They talk to you in a massage a lot, like, can you please turn over?
Is there soft music playing?
You know,
the spa music.
But they can't talk to you in a couple's massage because they don't want to mess with the other person's vibe. So we're laying on this table, and there's like Yanni music playing and like a babbling brook.
It's usually just some weird.
It's warm. Yeah. It's warm and it smells like.
I'll pull up some spa views.
smells like lavender and eucalyptus and it's just comfortable and I'm so relaxed. And then they whisper in your ear.
Oh, wow. That's
and
really intimate.
It's really freaky because you're just not expecting it. You're laying there in the dark and you hear, Senor Patrick. Oh God, what's going on? Why is there hot breath in my ear?
Easy pressure, okay.
Yes, please don't talk to me anymore. Pressure's fine. And it's like,
Senor Patrick, try to keep your hands on the table. Senor Patrick, you should eat more vegetables.
Just kept going.
Senor Patrick, can you roll over? Senor Patrick, you killed my father. Prepare to die.
No,
so great.
And you stayed for the whole hour?
I stayed for the whole... Oh, my God. It was so... You can't leave early because they got someone else in the room.
Oh, that's right. I forgot the couples massage.
DJ. Oh, yes.
Couples yeah, we did
Patrick
that.
Did a couples massage with a dude.
Yes, I did.
Dude,
I
will,
so great.
We will never let you forget that.
Oh, I know.
Anytime. We're going to have an argument, and we're going to go, oh, yeah? Well, you're the one who had the couples massage with the dude. We're always going to bring
it. And they'll be done.
We'll be like the chick, always bringing up something from the past to try and win the argument. Oh, yeah? Well,
couples massage with the dude.
I haven't even done that.
Don't touch the plate. The plate is very hot.
It's a Mexico joke. I'm not sure anybody got that. It was really good.
I am the guy who likes to touch the plate.
Yeah,
just letting
you
know.
You have to touch the plate to see if it's really
yeah,
hot.
Yeah, you're like, how hot is it, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't third do degree that. Burn, just a little warm.
I need to know. I just
what's
need
going
to know.
On here?
And the funny yeah. thing is you always get told that. I went and ate somewhere the other day. It was a Korean place, and I got bulgogi, which comes out on a, it's like a cast iron thing. And they didn't say it was hot. First thing I did is kind of rest my hand on it. And I was like, holy crap, like scalded. I had a mark for like 4 days.
What is bulgogi?
Bulgogi is like just beef, like barbecued beef. Huh. It's really good. It's actually not spicy, so you would like it.
Huh.
I know you don't like
it. Is it pork?
No, it's,
oh, it's beef. Oh, it is beef.
Yeah, no, it's pork beef.
Pork beef.
The mythical pork beef animal.
Pork beef. The other white meat.
The other.
Okay, so have you guys ever had this? I was so tired Monday. I went home, and I hardly ever take naps during the day. And, you know, we get up early, and so our bodies are kind of used to it, and I'm kind of adjusted to it. But for some reason, I was out of it. And so I laid down, and you know when you're so tired, and you wake up, and you're almost like jolting yourself awake? Because you're like so tired and you're like, oh, and it's like your feet feel like you're constantly kind of like stretching them because you're just like, ah, oh, just tired. And then I would sleep for 20
That's
minutes.
A different level tired. I don't even know
I would
what
go
you're talking
20
about.
Minutes and I kind of like shake myself awake out of whatever, a dream, I don't know. And that went on for like an hour. And I remember, okay, you guys ever had this happen? I looked up at the ceiling and I could see like black
angels.
It was like you know how
worrisome.
You know how like moss will look. It was like, but it was like that. But it was black. It wasn't green.
But what did you eat or smoke?
And it was coming off of the ceiling. And I'm like, what is that?
So you're hallucinating.
I turned my head and looked back, and it was gone.
And you saw the upside down.
Yeah. I was in Stranger Things season 3.
Yeah. 11
You've just
was
been cast.
Out.
Yeah.
Your eyes were open.
There was a demigorgon and everything.
Oh, I didn't tell you what happened to me in Atlanta.
No, you did not.
Patrick.
Story time.
Senior Patrick.
I have to tell you what happened
Come back
in Atlanta.
To the table.
So, my son Gunnar had a baseball tournament in Atlanta, and most of the team stays in the same hotel. In fact, on the same floor. And his...
Is this a ghost story?
Yeah.
I'm out.
No, dude. No, you want to hear this.
Okay, so what happened?
So
we're Is it freakier than seeing the moss growing on the ceiling?
I don't know.
Okay, so the next morning... now, his right next to our room is one of his teammates, and his mom and dad are sitting in that one. So the next morning, we're at the batting cages to go hit just before the game. And they're just talking. And the dad says, man, we had the weirdest thing happen last night in our room. I said, what was it? He says, at about 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the morning, we're all asleep. And he said, we had our suitcase sitting on a table. And he said, in the middle of the night, the suitcase, it sounded like someone picked it up and threw it on the ground. Like it was hard. And I said, was it at an angle?
Like if it had fallen off of like a dresser or something.
Yeah, like a high dresser. It would have sounded that way. And he said, no, the thing is that it was on a flat surface and had been on a flat surface and was pushed up against the wall. It wasn't like it was teetering or anything. It was fully supported underneath.
Was anyone sleeping on the floor?
No. And he said they all woke up and it all freaked them out because it was so loud. And I was like, oh, that's weird. And I'm thinking to myself, do I tell them what happened to me?
Oh no! What hotel is this? So I never. Go
it's
there.
Like no, it's like a like Fairfield Inn. Like it's not a you know 18.
But it's the one that's over the Indian burial ground.
Yes, that one. Yeah,
you can't miss it. Makes sense. Yeah.
It's on a hill, and so I said, "Well, here's what happened to me last night." I said we had two queen beds, so Gunner's in his bed, I'm in mine. I got up, went to the bathroom, and I came back, and I'm laying down in bed, and I have the sheets over me, and it's about 3 or so in the morning, maybe 4, dark in the room. And I lay down, I pull the sheets back over my body, and I feel Gunner get up, and he's sitting on the end of the bed. You know how you can feel when someone sits down, you know, pulls, and you feel that, the weight? And I'm like, what is he doing? And I open my eyes, and he's not there.
Ooh.
Oh, that's creepy. No
and way. Then I went, okay, I was in a dream. I was dreaming that. Because I always hear people who say things happen. I always go, "Yeah, you dreamt that,
and then you woke up, and that's why they disappeared, or whatever it was."
And so I'm like, oh, "Okay. Well, I am aware of that. I'm awake. I'm telling you, I'm as awake then as I am right now." And so I'm like, "Okay, well, that was a weird dream." I close my eyes, and I'm thinking of stuff. I'm still awake.
You felt it again
on my feet,
and you stayed there.
You know what's weird is that I felt it, and I opened my eyes, and nothing was there, and I went to sleep. Isn't that weird? I didn't freak out. I wasn't freaked out. There was no, like, I'm scared or it was just.
I'm freaked out. I wasn't even there.
Yeah.
It was just weird.
You need some sage. Gotta pack that
some
with
sage.
You. Yeah. I don't know.
That's the next candle. So it'll include now, including sage.
Yeah.
So do you believe in ghosts?
Indian Bubba ghost repellent candle.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I didn't believe in ghosts until I had the first weird thing I had happen. That changed my.
That was at the KTPI transmitter, right?
Transmitter. Yeah, one night they were talking about how that there was the old engineer had died at the transmitter site. That's basically the tower, and it was in the desert, and weird things would happen, like people would knock on the door and they would look out the window at the door and there's no one there, but they can still hear the knocking, that kind of stuff. And I'm like, dude, let's go. And Bubba's like, I'm out.
He goes, I don't like ghosts.
He's like, yeah, no. I'm going
I don't play
to my
with
hotel.
I'm not here to play around.
The undead and I don't get along.
So we went into this. It was pretty creepy. And it wasn't it used to be the old studios. And so like the old turntables and dust. And I mean, it looked like a movie set, like, you know, the cobwebs and all that kind of stuff. And it was like in a circle, like a donut. And there was storage in the center of the building. It wasn't very big. And so I'm walking around it. And it was me and two other guys walking around, and I got about halfway around it, and all of a sudden, something changed. I got a weird feeling, and I got very aware, and I felt like everything was in slow motion. I felt very I could sense everything. The hairs were on up on my back of my neck and my arm.
Liar, you don't have any hair.
I don't
hair
have any
you.
Hair. And I was like, that's weird. And I felt like I was looking at the storage place in the middle. You know when the lights are off but on the other side, it acts like a mirror? So I could just see myself, but I knew something was looking at me.
Oh, that's so creepy.
And I turned, and the feeling I had was, you don't want to be alone right now. Get to the other guys. So I moved. I started walking.
It's that fight or flight kind of thing kicked in. You're like, flight!
There is nothing to fight.
See you later.
And so I get over to the guys, and one of them is flicking a light switch. And it's this old, not like the new ones. It's like the old ones. You've seen where there's like a lot of resistance, and it's like, click, and then it's up. It's easier. Right. Click, and then it's like, click, click. So he's doing that over and over, and the light isn't going off. It's just staying on. And he goes, this is the switch for the light. And I said, he goes, there's something wrong with it. And I wasn't even thinking ghosty stuff at all. And I was thinking, it's a fire hazard. It's your wiring is bad. And so you really need to get that looked at because, you know, it could cause a fire and the whole thing burned down. He goes, yeah, you're probably right. And I said, as a joke, you know, why don't you just ask Charlie, who is a dead engineer, ask Charlie to turn it off? And they're kind of, and I go, Charlie, will you please turn this light off? One, two, click, light off.
I would run out of there.
No one was touching it because we'd all moved away from the light by then.
You all just looked at each other?
We all knew what happened. We knew what it was. But we acted like we didn't.
Try to laugh it off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we left and we got in the van. We stood there and I'm never forget that. Mark's like, he's driving. He's ready to go. And I go, we got to go back in. He goes, no, man, let's just stay here. I go, let's go back in. So we went right back in there.
And nothing happened.
Nothing happened. Yeah, so that was the first one I
remember. They picked me up the next morning, and they're like, you missed it, man. And I said, they said, oh, it's haunted. You ought to come. And I'm like, no, I'm not going anywhere haunted. And they were like, well, you missed it. It happened. We had a thing. And I'm like, no.
I got another one on tape that actually happened, too. The audio of it, but that's a whole nother thing. But yeah, it was.
And then we had the Rodney Atkins.
You're running out of time.
The old studio.
Yeah. A lot of weird stuff. When we built this place, we actually, Big D, who all was involved? You and
me,
Kathy?
My wife, another friend of mine who's a pastor, and his wife, and writing scriptures on all these walls behind the
sound deadening stuff.
Yeah, and so the scriptures all are on these walls
throughout the entire building
that you can't see.
That's great.
Wow. Yeah, we're like no
good
more
to go here.
No more of that
to ward
stuff
off the ghosts.
Yeah.
Well, this place is creepy, and Patrick knows. If you're here at night, it's an old building, so you hear creaks and, you know, the temperature change.
No.
You hear or like the fire escape in the back will creak or do something weird. Man, it's great though because I don't feel scared ever here. Like that's why I didn't go with you guys. I don't ever want to be afraid of the dark. Yeah. That's why I don't watch horror movies or any of that stuff. I like being able to walk around in the middle of the woods at 2 a.m. without a flashlight and know that I'm good. Mm-hmm. It's that's the ghost stuff freaks me out, though.
Have y'all had ghosts? Seen ghosts?
I've had some random things happen. Like, my dog looked at my radio one time and it wasn't on, and she barked and ran away, and then it went on. I was like, oh, okay. Cool.
The radio came on?
Yeah.
Like the dog was barking at the ghost standing by the radio.
Yeah. Like she could see it and I cut it and I was like, oh, that was odd.
They say dogs and kids can see things.
Yeah. Our neighbor, when their littlest daughter, she was probably two, she would talk about the person in her room who would sit in the chair and rock back and forth and talk to her.
Oh, no. That's creepy.
Yeah.
Especially in like old towns. I was in London actually, and I was with my friend's kid, and she's three, and she's like, oh, Vanessa, Auntie Vanessa, come here. Do you see her? She's waving at you. And I'm like, who are you talking about? And so I come, she's right there in the window. And I'm like, who are you talking about? And I go to the window and I look, and she's like, oh my gosh, she's right there. And she describes everything she's wearing. And I was like, yeah, that's a dark window. Get away from the window. Get over here. Don't ever talk to me. Don't ever. Yeah.
Something similar happened to me in Guam. And I told the story on one of the Halloween podcasts back in the early, like probably first 30 podcasts. That kind of stuff happens, man. Little kids see stuff.
Mm-hmm. I've had, I don't play with like anything, like you said, nothing like scary, spiritual, haunted,
no
nothing.
Boards in
no
the
Ouija.
House.
No. People have called me and told me like, we were playing the Ouija board. I'm like, yep, don't tell me anything. They're like, it spelled out your name. And I was like, yep, nope. I'm at church on Sunday. See you guys, you know. Don't you worry, I'll drop your name.
Have y'all ever messed around with a Ouija board?
No way.
Absolutely not. You couldn't pay me
no.
to do that.
The Lord has said no today. He has
Jalan,
said no
have you?
Today, tomorrow.
I have tried it. I used to be really fascinated with it, but I never.
Not today.
Where's that sage?
But the holy water. Like, I never believed it because I always thought that my friends were like, you know, pushing it or like influencing it in some way.
For those who don't know how it works, describe how it actually.
So it's basically like a board, like a game board, and it has this little piece with like an eyepiece on it. So
like a circle.
Like a circle that, and there's letters, like a whole alphabet and numbers on the board. And what you're supposed to do is ask it a question, something pertaining to your life. And then everybody like puts their fingertips on this little piece and closes their eyes. And it's some kind of spirit or otherworldly thing is supposed to like guide that little game piece and like spell out an answer. So it's like someone from somewhere else is telling you the answer. But, you know, it's always like, are your friends pushing it? Are you subconsciously pushing it right. to like whatever
but
you want
to But if your eyes
spell?
Are all closed, you know, I mean.
You got to like peek.
Oh. It's like Scrabble for the afterlife.
So you, there you are. You're got your eyes closed and your fingers on this. Mm-hmm. How many other people are there?
We used to play with like four people.
People you knew pretty
yeah.
well? Yeah. And so is it dark in the room?
Yeah. It's like, you know, it adds the effect. If
candlelight.
You like, yeah, candlelight and.
Music pig's blender. Blood.
Yeah. Just the essential.
Oh, pig snout.
Pig snout. Thanks
pig
for snout. That, by the way.
Yeah. Let's tell that story. That's a funny story.
When they showed up to it. We'll finish yours and then we'll tell that one.
Oh, no. That was the end of my story. I was just saying, I never really, like, I wanted to believe it, but I didn't really fully trust that my friends weren't, like, you know, making their own answers.
So
up.
Did it spell something out?
We used to just ask yes or no questions because it also had, like, a yes circle and a no circle.
Mm-hmm.
So we would just go to those mostly.
Could you feel your friends resisting? Like whenever it would start to move, you knew that there was one person.
It was
person.
More like pushing towards it.
Mm.
You know, but this is, I mean, we were like 10 and 11 years old. So we used to also play like Bloody good. Or that Mary.
Bloody
oh, Mary Bloody in the Mary. Bathroom. No. That freaked me out so never. Bad.
What is that?
You look in a mirror and you say Bloody Mary three times.
And you spin around. And then when and you like look back off. In the mirror, it's like this. Ghastly ghost staring at you.
Oh,
I still run away.
You know that you can. There's a weird back to psychology. If you stare in a mirror and you don't blink, you'll disfigure and turn into a like a not a monster, but it changes how you look. If you just stare at yourself.
And like stare like where at one spot on the
stare
face
right
or
at
something?
Your own eyes. Stare right at your own eyes in a mirror.
If you stare at one thing of any person, I mean, if you just sit there and look at somebody's eyebrow and you don't waver and you watch, eventually things do start to warp. Like there's a whole video series on that where you look at the cross in the middle and they have two sets of pictures mm-hmm. and they flash different ones and they end up looking like alien faces in cartoons and things like that.
Maybe
and
it's probably the same thing that this is what I'm talking about.
The same thing it's based
same
process, on?
Yeah, same principle.
So what did they say it was?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. But yeah, things do warp and you start getting like weird looking faces, alien looking faces and like, yeah.
I won't be trying that. That sounds really scary.
Be
look
my
into
luck.
Your own soul through the mirror and see this weird, scary, warped version of yourself.
I'd be right in that moment where things are starting to get weird, and Bubba go, "Hey, man," and scare me to death.
Okay, this is what it's called. It's called the alien. You can go on YouTube and look for it. It's called the Alien Faces Illusion.
Okay,
the Alien Faces Illusion, and I just looked it up. And they've got one where they have a celebrities edition and all that kind of stuff. But basically, you stare at the cross, and then they flash the pictures of people. And then over time, their faces warp. And I've done this, and it's really fascinating because they start looking really goofy. And then like you go back and you look at their pictures, and you're like, wow, it really is my face that's doing it. Like, I don't, it's,
wow.
Or my eyes that are changing
now.
Things.
I'm doing it now.
Do you see all the weird little people?
Yeah, they really do change. That's weird. That'll mess with you, man.
This sounds like a home experiment that everybody needs
so,
to try.
Yeah, if you yeah. keep your eyes on the cross, watch. I'll let you do it here. Let me move this over there to that monitor. All right, so stare only at the cross in the middle. And I'll back this up. This is celebrity photos.
Featuring Britney Spears
oh,
and her
yeah.
laugh.
Oh, they're watching it now. Now there's a series of pictures that are changing.
Just stare at the cross, though. Do you see their faces getting weird?
In the middle is the cross.
Okay, yes. It's getting really weird.
Like, yeah. Are they starting to morph and have, like, wonky...
Really long noses, really wide-set eyebrows, their faces.
Like, really
like
close
melting.
Eyes.
Yeah.
Isn't that strange?
And then when you blink and get out of it, you can see that
it's
that's
Bloody
not what
Mary.
You're seeing.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Anyway.
Yeah, it looks like their faces are melting, like a horror film. Yeah, melting down.
Yeah,
and then you go and you look at it individually, and you know it's obviously all the pretty people from Hollywood. It's crazy,
you know, like yeah. Zac Efron.
All of our neighbors,
like Zac Efron. All right. Anything else we want to hit?
I think we covered it all. Yeah. Oh, the pig snout thing.
So speakeasy. Stephanie, we're actually out of speakeasy right now. Yeah.
So Stephanie's like, okay, so where are you? So I gave her the address. I said, come around the back, ring the doorbell by the thing, and whenever someone answers the doorbell, say the password is pig snout.
And he goes, I know it sounds weird, but that's it. They'll let you in. Yeah.
Please cool. tell me. Did you guys say pig snout?
She opened
the door and I was like, I don't know, pig snout. Apparently I was supposed to say that.
She looked at us like we were so crazy.
I'm like, oh, well, good one, Bubba. Thanks.
It changes every day. So tomorrow's is Senior Patch.
Oh, well, now we have to change it. You just gave it out.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So who knows what it'll be tomorrow.
Thank you to O'Reilly Auto Parts for sponsoring this week's podcast. And go buy O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Are we done?
We're done. Thanks, Stephanie, Vanessa, Jalon. Thank y'all.
You know what's so great?
Thank you guys for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. You know what's so great about this podcast?
It will kill.
Oh.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show
on the radio.
On the radio.
Every day.
Every day. It was the podcast.